Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. 6 years ago, when Vice President Dick Cheney tried to solve the energy problem, he came down on the production side of the equation. More oil and more gas. As for conserving energy, Cheney dismissed that as a sign of personal virtue, a nice gesture perhaps, but no basis for national policy. Well, times, prices, and attitudes, even among some in the Bush administration, have changed. As Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports, officials are now calling for cuts in the consumption of oil and gas, and there's talk in Washington of new efficiency standards for autos, appliances, even light bulbs.
Now, we know all the jokes. How many so-and-sos does it take to change a light bulb? Well, turns out we've had the question backwards. It should be, how many light bulbs does it take to change us and our energy-wasting economy?
If every home in America switched out just one incandescent bulb with a compact fluorescent bulb, it would be the equivalent in CO2 savings of taking 1 million cars off the road for a year. Just one light bulb.
That's Kateri Callahan at the Washington think tank Alliance to Save Energy, getting excited about something that most consider pretty dull, energy efficiency. And she's right, the numbers are exciting. If we changed all 4 billion of the country's sockets to more efficient lighting, it could save $10 billion in electricity costs a year, and it would eliminate the need for 50 coal-fired power plants. That's why Callahan's Alliance is part of a negotiating team with lighting industry leaders Philips, GE, and Sylvania to craft federal law that would make the switch.
We're working hard to try to develop technology-neutral standards that'll get the most inefficient, the cheap, if you will, 25-cent light bulb off the market.
All sides agree in principle that it's time for lighting standards to change. But there are some sticking points, chiefly which products would be affected and how many years it would take. Australia's already announced a phase-out of incandescent bulbs in 5 years, and Canada's working on a similar proposal. California's moving toward doing it. If other states follow, the industry could face a hodgepodge of different standards. Richard Upton of the American Lighting Association says that motivates industry to seek a national law.
Because we're talking about interstate commerce, and to have 50 different kinds of ideas and regulations and labeling requirements all of a sudden becomes something that business and industry can't respond to very well and has more confusion for the marketplace and for consumers. So working to get eventually a federal bill makes the greatest sense to me.
Upton says some consumers are already buying more efficient lighting, mostly the compact fluorescents known as CFLs. But Noah Horowitz of the Natural Resources Defense Council says most people won't buy them as long as the cheaper but wasteful bulb is on the shelf.
People just look at first cost, and they're overlooking a very critical thing. That four-pack of CFLs will save you $100 over the life of the bulbs, and in addition, they last 10 times longer. So about 90% of the sockets still have incandescents in this country, and we're probably going to require a standard to help shift that.
The light bulb sheds light on larger issues with efficiency, the vast potential for energy savings, and the vexing problems in achieving them.
Oh, yeah. Energy efficiency is the invisible man of energy policy.
That's Bill Prindle at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Prindle says the country's staring at a three-headed hydra of energy threats. National security, high prices, and climate change. That's sparked interest in cleaner sources. But Prindle says even the most optimistic outlook for renewable energy barely keeps pace with our growing energy appetite.
You know, we've got to have more moderate demand growth if any of our great ideas for clean energy, be it solar, wind, biomass, any of those energy sources are going to have a hard time keeping up with demand if we don't get aggressive on efficiency.
Prindle says one of the best tools is something called the Energy Efficiency Resource Standard. It requires utilities to wring waste from energy production and reduce consumer demand through incentives for more efficient appliances, heating, and the like. Several states have adopted it. He'd like to see the energy bill that the U.S. Senate's working on include one, too. Senate Energy Chair Jeff Bingaman says it's the direction the country should be moving, but probably works best at the state level.
Well, I think, frankly, there's some complications in it when we start trying to legislate it nationally. I think that what we're probably going to wind up with is trying to put some things in the bill that will encourage and incentivize more states to do this.
Bingaman's bill includes new standards for appliances that could bring big energy savings. And if the light negotiators reach agreement in time, he'll make phasing out the incandescent bulb part of the bill, too. Another bill cooking in Congress could raise fuel efficiency for autos for the first time in decades. And the National Academy of Sciences just issued a statement calling on the U.S. to push energy efficiency at the upcoming G8 Summit of Economic World Powers as a way to combat climate change. Add those up, and you understand why Kateri Callahan at the Alliance to Save Energy is so excited.
I think that folks are finally getting it, that we can use energy efficiency as a cornerstone of sustainable energy future policies. I mean, that has to be there.
The U.S., which consumes more energy per person than any other country, could finally be seeing the light on conservation. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.